Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, one late night on social media in India, I came across all sorts of low IQ viral stuff. One was of Punjabi truck drivers picking up a lot of unattractive women in the United States and Canada. They would add terrible Punjabi rap background music to that to show how they were alpha, smashing Caucasian ladies. Then on Twitter or X, I came across Indian accounts adding to the trend of how black men were supposed to breed and white boys need to submit. Also, the last time I was in Bangkok, I went to a high-end club. There were all these Eastern European ladies there, scamming Arab and Indian guys who paid more than the Western guys. It's sad to see how money makes people sell their soul for a hole. I was approached by a Russian woman who kept grinding against me and whispering in my ear to take her. I politely declined. And I said I had to work in the morning. She snapped back saying, "It's not work, but my mojo that's low. LOL." Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. For the longest time, I've heard stories about Eastern European working girls migrating to Germany and servicing the schlongs over there. But I haven't heard about them going to Thailand to do the same. It makes sense, though, as I can exploit Western men that travel there on vacation, as well as the Arabs and Indian men that are so incredibly thirsty. If you do another donation, maybe you can explain why Indian men are such horny devils to begin with. As for the whole Punjabi rap thing, I totally understand. In former Yugoslavia, they had a genre of music called turbo or techno folk, electronic music mixed with traditional melodies. It's just a fusion of styles and languages, and even though Punjabi rap and techno folk are both awful to my ears, at least the people that created them were trying to do something new. Music lately has been revolutionized by something called Suno AI. Here's a rap song I created in only 10 seconds called Punjabi Rap using that. It's about 45 seconds. I want everyone to hear the quality of this thing and understand that the music industry is about to be dead. So here goes. Put your hands up, let's make some noise. We got a party on, now we got no choice. From the streets of Punjab to the global stage, she bring the beats, it'll make you engage. Rapping in Punjabi, we keep it real. Our rhymes so fire, you can feel the thrill. Bale bale, let's dance to the rhythm. We're taking over the scene, there's no competition. Punjabi rap, we're here to stay. Bring in the flavor, no way. Raise your hands high, let the music flow. Burn up passion now, let's go. And welcome back. Here's another song that's got custom lyrics that I whipped up pretty quick. Of course, all I'd have to do is add some pauses, and it would sound professionally put together. Take another listen. The Sandman is here, ready to make you feel. Dropping the beats, they make women wet their sheets. He's bringing the red pill, revolution to the masses. And he's gonna make up a single mother's lose their ass. Yeah, oh yeah, the Sandman is here. The Sandman is here. Once again, welcome back. I'll discuss more about AI music wrecking the Punjabi rap scene, as well as white Eastern European women exploiting thirsty Indian and Arab simps in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women exploiting lower IQ men that can't control their male members' clown world show. First, so that everyone knows that with my social awkwardness and lack of body language in real life, it means I would get targeted by women exploiting me for marriage, trying to sell me working girl services, or even a female reporter one time trying to trap me in a false allegation so they could write a hit piece for GQ magazine. But what they're surprised by is my aloof nature making me look thirsty on the outside, but on the inside, I have zero interest in them. They think I'm an easy mark, but I waste a huge amount of their time because they are programmed to deal with men that look and behave certain ways. And when a man that looks easy to exploit isn't, they resort to shaming language the way they did with you, Chetan, saying you don't have any mojo. If you don't give off proper social cues and body language, then they take it to mean that socially you're inexperienced and don't have a lot of lived experiences under your belt. I do, in some mild forms of the spectrum, mask it. In your case, you stood your ground and told her no, so she pretty much said your mojo was low. For me, I'm like an android, so they don't really know how to respond. They just freeze up or keep sending me sexy text messages or literally like you, grinding up against me. Deep down subconsciously, I enjoy wasting their time as their biological clocks keep tick-tocking down until they're barren. Just once, I'd want to see a woman try and seduce me with their intelligence, accomplishments, or work ethic instead of her body. I've been waiting for that my entire life. Chetan, that Russian woman you ran into was using shaming language on you because it's probably worked on Indian guys before, but was shocked to find that it didn't work on you when she said you didn't have any mojo and you just walked away. The reason I shared the music earlier in this video is to show you that it's gotten so good that it'll actually replace musicians one day. And lover bots will replace women preying on men for their paper money. Even the thirstiest of Indian men will probably be able to afford a lover bot one day, and then the thirst will finally be quenched. And men will be ready to have the first manessence in history. Combining male purpose being redirected from the puss and put towards creating a better world that we can finally be free in. But until then, in this day and age of globalization, we're going to see men geomaxing to find better women overseas. And women will also be geomaxing to exploit Arab and Indian men like you mentioned. Initially, I thought to myself that people wouldn't like AI music and lover bots that didn't have a real woman projected onto them. On a recent B5 video recording, I told my co-host Mike on that show about how Suno, the music app I played earlier, the music had soul behind it. And in fact, it had the magic that most musicians don't even have. So I'm in the camp that AI is going to create female personas with male motivations that men will absolutely adore. Just like when we watch films, we want to watch female characters that are written with male motivations. And female characters that have female motivations are boring, because they've already self-actualized. And that's the Shiro's journey. What we want is the hero's journey with the person that suffers and makes progress. Because as they succeed and accomplish things on the screen, we feel like we accomplish things with them. The only reason guys might actually want to be with a real-life woman in the future or be able to touch her virtually is because it's more pleasurable for a man to give pleasure. Time will tell. Will people follow AI personalities and smash AI women, and will that be enough for them? As for Indian guys being super thirsty, it's also a common joke. A while back, I watched an EDM music video with an Indian guy working at a restaurant and dancing trying to get some white woman's attention, and she just kept on ignoring him. When he finally does get her attention, she calls in a chopper to rescue her to get away from him. He's all heartbroken watching her leave, and we're supposed to feel sorry for him. But the woman that watched that video probably just laughed at him. A few other times I ran into working girls, they were super pushy, because I guess they didn't get enough clients that night. The combination of a pushy working girl pushing herself onto a thirsty Indian guy probably works most of the time. But Chetan, you've taken the red pill, and most women rarely run into guys that are going their own way, or can escape their own sexual desires and instincts. The only way they justify running into a man like that is by convincing themselves that he must be gay. Otherwise, a straight male resisting all women, including them, it can't be possible. As for Indian guys in Canada and the United States that are bragging about banging white women online is because they want to project others that they have enough status to gain access to women that most Indian guys would see as being out of their league. They're just bragging and trying to project status onto family and frenemies back home. It's absolutely pathetic. Who cares about what other people think? I guess it's only low IQ people that want to rub their sexual conquests and status in the face of others. As if being with a Western woman with a notch count of 50 plus is some sort of triumph or something. The Western women probably see Indian and Arab men as thirsty enough to control with their cooches, and the guys have no clue. It's all so tiring, and I'm really glad that AI is about to put an end to all of it. The human species is barely caught up with the internet and social media age psychologically, and now we're being forced to get into the next age. As men will find new purpose, but poor old porpoise-sized women probably won't. They've been trying with cats and careers, but it's just making them catatonic. No pun intended. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Eastern European women are smashing men for cash and prizes. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get to Mars video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women from geomaxing and trying to cash in on simps all over the world away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.